This will be subject 020.
Hello. My name's, I'm 11.
Tell me everything you know about the Pilgrims.
The Pilgrims, they were from England, and, they came to the United States, and they met the Indians, and they had, a big feast, and that was called Thanksgiving, and, started a tradition all over the United States, and that's why we have Thanksgiving Day. They wore, different clothing we wore today. The women usually wore bonnets and dresses with, shoes. The men wore white shirts, pants, and shoes.
Tell me everything you know about George Washington.
George Washington, he was the first president of the United States. He made his face is on the quarter.
The Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. It was a very important document, and we celebrate on the 4th of July, July 4th, and it's a national holiday. The Declaration of Independence was It was a document to show that we were free and we finally had our independence and we did have more rights than we had before.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin was a man who helped invent electricity by putting a key at the end of a kite and flying it. He got electrocuted, but he proved that you can make electricity by using tiny things, and that's why we have electricity like lights, TV, radios, and things like that today. And he was involved in a lot of things, like in government, and I'm not sure it is, but I think he helped do a few things, like help sign laws and things like that.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
His face is on the penny. I think he was the 18th president. He wanted everyone to be free. He wanted rights for everyone. He was killed, I think. He went somewhere and he was coming back and someone shot him. He was one of the first presidents to live in the White House.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Civil War.
The Civil War was one of our most important wars because it helped get us so much that we needed badly because our country, if we didn't have those rights that we have today, our country, we wouldn't be like as good as it is. in the Civil War, they fought for freedom, liberty, and justice. It was one of the most known wars today. Many people talk about it, and it was this bad.
Tell me what you know about the Constitution of the United States.
It's a very, very important document. It gives people rights, like important people signed it, like for instance, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson helped write it, and many, many other people signed it. It's a very old document. It was one of the most important documents that the United States had. Like, it was many other important, but it was like the most important because it gave rights for all people, not just white or black or mixed or red or yellow. It gave rights for everyone.
Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy.
He was a president and he died, I'm not sure of the year, but it wasn't too long ago. And he was a president who he was killed, I think it was in a parade or something like that. And that's all I know.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the atomic bomb.
It's like an area. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's around like some water. It was an area where
anything at all, even if you're not sure.
I think it was because I haven't heard much about it.
Anything at all?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Industrial Revolution.
It was an event that took place where many changes, like many machinery and other things that were old, they changed to more today things. It was more like we could use more of them. They were more useful. It was also an event that I know it took place in the U.S., and it made a lot of changes for our country, because if that event had not taken place, many things wouldn't be like they are today, because it was just a big change.
Okay. Anything else? Mm-mm. Now tell me everything you know about Martin Luther King Jr.
He was a man that fought for what was right. He led many blacks and a few whites. He helped them believe
that we have one hope, one dream, and that it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, that we are created equally, and one person shouldn't be treated more highly than another because of the color of their skin. And he just didn't fight for blacks. He fought for everyone. He led many other people onto freedom. And he was a man that believed that, like, he was a man that believed that just because you're white or you're black or you're whatever color doesn't mean that you're different, y'all. You're made from the same person. You come from the same place. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you know about the slave trade.
It was something that took place where, like, I think this is it, where slaves, they went from place to place, trying to, escape to freedom, and, they would, like, go out at night, and they'll find a place, to stay till they could move again without getting caught from the masters or the people who ruled over them.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about the civil rights movement.
That was a big event that took place where they had a march and they were trying to get their rights. Many people were involved in it. It was Martin Luther King had a big part of it. Rosa Parks and many other, like Harriet Tubman, they tried to get people to realize that they had to fight for what was right and not to be scared to speak out in what they believed in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me everything you know about Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman was a woman who wanted, she led many slaves to freedom. She tried to encourage them not to give up that, and she threatened a man. She told him to move or die, because if he just stayed there, he would get killed anyway. So she said, you never know unless you try, because she said, if you try, you should at least die while you try, just not die before you try.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me everything you know about Frederick Douglass.
He was a man involved with... He was a black man who helped many people. Like, I think he was involved with the government, and he helped people realize what was right, and he was a man this way.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the NAACP.
It was a organization that involved many people to, like, it's like, it's hard to explain. Mm-hmm.
organization that involved many people, like...
I'm really not sure on that.
If you're not sure, you can tell me anyway.
I think it involved people like blacks, and they were trying to fight for what they thought was right, and it was like a way where they could express themselves and tell what they thought about different issues.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Malcolm X.
He was a man, he was a black man who, agreed with Martin Luther King that, you shouldn't give up, and, he helped people realize what needed to be done. He helped many, many people, not just blacks, whites, and, he helped them realize what was right and, what they needed to fight for, and, things like that.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Muhammad Ali.
He was a man, he boxed, he was on, he was one of the first black people to ever reach, that high level of athletic. One of his famous things was, float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, which meant that, he could do anything he wanted to, but he knew when was the time where he had to fight for what he believed in, and just not spiritually but physically. And he was one of the best known boxers. He held many championships and things like that.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Ku Klux Klan.
I don't know anything about that.
Sure?
Sure.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
That was, something that took place. Rosa Parks, she, refused to give her seat up to a white man, and, she fought for what she believed in, and it was, now blacks can sit anywhere on the bus. Martin Luther King also supported that, and many other famous African American heroes. The bus boycott. Was also something that it wasn't just the bus itself. It was something to teach people that you have to speak your mind. You just can't keep everything to yourself. You have to stand up for what is right. If you don't, you're not gonna get anywhere, because you have to, you know, stand up for what you believe in.
Okay, anything else? Okay. Okay. Tell me everything you know about Little Red Riding Hood.
She was a little girl. She stayed with her mother, and her mother wanted to her to bring something to her grandmother's house, and so she went, she was going to her grandmother's house, and she wanted to take a shortcut, and she met a wolf in the woods, and he was trying to eat her. So he went to the grandmother's house, and I think he ate the grandmother, and he got in her clothes and in her bed, and when the Little Red Riding Hood got there, she asked many questions like, why do you have a big nose, and why are you hairy, and things like that, and Then in the end, he ate her, but they shot the wolf and got them out of his stomach. And that's how the story went.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Cinderella.
She was she grew up with her father, but her father died, and she had to stay with her godmother and god sisters, and they made her like their slave. She had to clean everything, fix them food, and they treated her wrong, and then a ball was coming up, and she asked her her godmother, could she go? And she said no. So they went, and so she asked her fairy godmother, could she help her get to the ball? So the fairy godmother used her magic, and she went to the ball. She had to be back by 12 o'clock, because the magic was going to wear off. And in the end, she ended up marrying the prince.
Anything else? Mm-mm. Okay. Tell me everything you know about orchestra.
It's a group of instruments joining together to make one piece of music. You have different sections, like the strings, the woodwinds, percussion, things like that. And they work together to make everything in the music work. They might play different things, but it ends up being one piece of music.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, tell me everything you know about the Little House on the Prairie.
It's a story that takes place in the Little House. It's about this family. They grow up. They don't have much money, but they use things around them to, you know, have a good life. And many things happen, but they end up, you know, going through it all and realizing that their lives are not that bad just because they don't have as much money as other people.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is a story where this girl, she loses her dog, so and a storm happens, and she's going to look for her dog, and something happened to her when she woke up and came to her senses. She realized that she wasn't home anymore, and she met many other people on the way, and they were all going to the Oz to ask for their wishes. Like, she wanted to go home. One of them wanted a heart. One of them wanted I'm not sure, but they end up getting their wishes and they go back home. But when she woke up, it was like a dream, and she found out that it wasn't real.
Thank you. Okay, tell me everything you know about Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is a story where this man makes a puppet, and he really wanted a son, and he made a wish, and it came true, and the puppet came alive. It was a boy, and the boy went to school and things, and every time he told a lie, his nose grew longer, and every time he told the truth, his nose went down one size, and he ended up becoming a real boy, like all the other boys at the end of the story.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley was a famous man a couple of years ago. they called him the King of Rock and Roll. He lived in Graceland, in a big house with horses, and his wife is still alive. She still lives in the house, and they still have things up, like they have a days, Elvis Presley days in, and they still have many other sites that shows the memories of Elvis Presley.
Anything else?
No.
Tell me everything you know about Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland is a story about a girl. She falls into this magical land called Wonderland, and many things happen. Like she beats everybody, the queen, the cards, and she grew bigger and bigger and bigger. At first she didn't know what was going on, but later in the story she found out where she was and what was going on. And she just got acquainted with the people that were in Wonderland. But she ended up back where she came from, back in her own town.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is a story where these three kids, they were talking, and they was saying to each other they wish they could fly. And Peter Pan came, and he taught them how to fly, that you have to think lovely thoughts. And they flew over many sites of the city. And Peter Pan even had a sword fight with Captain Hook, and he ended up winning. And after that, they went back home. And the children still remember Peter Pan, their adventures with Peter Pan.
Anything else?
Mm.
Okay, tell me everything you know about ballet.
Ballet is a kind of dance where you're trying to show what the music is saying. And it involves much practice, and you have to have certain shoes to do it. It usually has a group of people, not just one person. Sometimes it has one person. And they work together to make, a ballet is like, they're trying to show you maybe like a picture of what the music is trying to say. It's a very graceful kind of dance. And it takes a lot of athletic skill.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. And it's hurting. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Tell me everything you know about jazz.
Jazz is a kind of music that was made around when they was making blues. They kind of came up with jazz. It's a music that kind of expressed true feeling of sorrow, happiness, angerness. It used many instruments like the saxophone, the French horn, and the piano, many other instruments.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Maya Angelou.
She was a writer and a poet. She wrote like things for the spirit, like that you could read, like if you were sad. She had books and poems on that. If you were happy, she had things on that. She was she was a black woman who wanted people to realize that reading was fun and reading did help. She's still known as one of the greatest writers today, and people still read what she writes.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about the blues.
Blues is a form of music where you're talking about pretty much emotions, how you feel, the sounds of the music can tell, the feeling. It's kind of like jazz, but not exactly. It has a more sorrowful sound. And many blues artists like B.B. King and W.C. Handy, they help write blues songs, and people still love blues today. Some people. It was really for maybe more for blacks, but other people like whites still listen to it anyway.
Anything else? Tell me everything you know about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, he still is a famous star. He sings, he acts sometimes. He has a sister named Janet Jackson. She's still making videos. But Michael Jackson, he started when he was young, very young. He was in the Jackson 5, and they're still known today. But, you know, they're not a group anymore. But Michael Jackson, he just wanted to show people that dancing and singing and things like that were really fun. And he changed his look a lot. And he wrote many songs, videos, and very expensive videos. And he sometimes still appears in like TV specials with his sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me everything you know about B.B. King.
He's known as one of the first people to bring blues to Memphis and other places. He has many places dedicated to him, like downtown, places like that. And he was known as one of the kings of blues. He traveled a lot, so he didn't really get to see his family much, but he still, you know, he still loves his music. Even though he didn't get to see the people he loves, he still wrote his music, like some songs, where to remind him of his family, because he didn't get to see them.
Okay, tell me what you know about Motown.
It's what I know about it, I know Boyz II Men has something to do with it. I saw it on their CD. It said Motown, something about that. And but I know Boyz II Men, they sing harmony songs, and they're like a mixture of R&B and blues.
Anything else? Okay, tell me what you know about Roots, the saga of an American family, Roots.
I know it's a book. I first heard of it when I was watching a movie about it was a good book, they said, and it told the story of how blacks got their freedom and how they got there and what helped them on the way and who helped them and why. But the movie was called I don't remember the name, but I know I saw it on Disney.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Aretha Franklin.
She was a singer. They've done many specials on her. And she, her first hit song was Respect. And it hit the charts and got maybe number one. And she sung many different kinds of songs that expressed many different things. But her, on TV, just a couple of days ago, she said that Respect would probably be one of the songs that she would like to be remembered by.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Sammy Davis Jr.
He was a man, I don't know much about him, but I've heard his name a couple of times. I'm not sure. I think he was involved in sports. I'm not sure what sport, but I'm thinking it was baseball. But that's pretty much all I know.
Okay. Tell me what you know about The Color Purple.
It was a movie about how blacks were treated long ago, and it showed like what was going on and what was happening, and how and a little bit before all of that happened, like where they spent their time and like at clubs and things. And I know one of the actors will be Goldberg. Many say it was a good movie. And that's about it.
Okay. we're moving right along to current and recent news events. Okay. You tell me everything you know, even if you're not sure.
Okay.
Tell me what you know about Bill Clinton.
He was a former president just last year. He had served before, so he had 8 years in his term. He brought many things to the U.S., like. Like, I know he helped build a park right before his term ended.
Mm-hmm.
He helped with most of the things like that happened in 2000, like the top stories. He helped with that. He was a elderly white man who he really wanted to run again because he said he loved being president. And that's about it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me. Tell me what you know about Elian Gonzalez.
He was a boy. He drowned, and he was from Cuba, and they found him in the U.S., and he lived with his other family members, but his dad wanted him to come back to Cuba, and they had a long fight about that, but he ended up going back to Cuba, but he wanted to stay in the U.S.
Anything else? Okay, tell me everything you know about the Columbine shooting.
It was something that took place where, many people were involved in it. It was something that surprised many people. I'm not sure where it took place, but, it was on many news channels. It was very, very shocking when everybody saw it, but... I think, I'm not sure, I think it took place at a school. I think it killed, I think they said 12 people. I'm not sure.
Tell me what you know about the Oklahoma City bombing.
It was, something that,
even if you're not sure.
I think it was something that, hit Oklahoma, a couple of years back, I'm not sure exactly where, but, many things were destroyed, and, some people even just moved out of Oklahoma after that, and that's all I know.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about Princess Diana.
She was princess, over London. She was killed. She was riding in a car, and I think it was some photographers. They were trying to take pictures, and she accidentally got killed in a car wreck. And I remember when I was waking up, it was all over the news how she died, and how people was disappointed. And that she was one of the best princesses, and that her family was very, very sad. But she didn't really like taking pictures. That's why they were kind of following her. They tried to hide from the photographers by using just a everyday car, but they found her.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Al Gore.
He was a man. He ran for president, but he lost. But he was vice president. He really wanted to be president because he knew much about it. Since he was already vice president. He wanted to make the people give the people what they wanted, but be fair. He wanted to improve many school systems. He wanted to donate money to the school systems and just like give money so they can have books and school supplies. And that's about it.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about the JonBenet Ramsey case. Anything at all?
Mm-mm.
Nothing? Tell me what you know about Steven Spielberg.
He was a director of many shows that still come on. His shows come on many channels like Cartoon Network, and some come on Fox Family. He made cartoons like I forgot the name of it that I know I used to watch a lot. He helped create Acme Hour, something that still comes on. Muffet Babies. Still his show. Most of the times they his shows come on while we're at school, and that's solving this.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy Jr.
He was John F. Kennedy's son. He wanted to do the same thing his dad was doing. He wanted to help people realize what was right, and I don't know how old he was when his father died, but I know he was very young.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about Mother Teresa.
She was a woman who she was very old. She I think she lives in Israel. She helped people. She wanted peace, you know that. She wanted peace for everyone. She wanted world peace. She fought for what she believed in. Many people still think about her. She they still use what they what she said, but she just wanted peace. That's about it.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
We have one more page to go. Okay. Tell me everything you know about Bill Cosby.
He's a black man. He played on many TV shows, like The Cosby Show. Recently, he made a new cartoon called Little Bill to help kids with their everyday problems. He was known, like, on The Cosby Show as whatever you wanted a father to be, even though, you know, he wasn't perfect, but he was one of the most enjoyed black people on television.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Whitney Houston.
She was a woman. She's a singer. She sings all kinds of music. She sings gospel. She sings sometimes jazz. She sings all kinds of music. I remember when I was little, she did many concerts, and it was like when she just first got married, where I started to watch her a lot. She was my favorite singer. She had many CDs. I remember one. I was Waiting to Excel. Preacher's Wife soundtrack, and many more. But one of my favorite songs she did was Step by Step. And she's still well known today. People still sing her songs. Still see her on television and music awards and things like that.
Anything else? Tell me what you know about Jesse Jackson.
He was a black man who worked in the city. He wanted many things for the school systems. Like, he wanted to help many people, give schools what they needed to get a good education, like books, pencils, pens. He wanted to make sure that they were getting a good education. he was involved in a lot of things with school. He helped around a lot in the Mississippi school system. And that's it.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Michael Jordan.
He was he's a pro basketball player. Many boys and girls like to watch him play for the Bulls. He's so well known that now people are buying shoes called Jordans, and he started playing basketball when he was a young boy, but when he started playing for teams, he was in college, played for North Carolina, and he was one of the most well-known basketball players because of how he played. He did something called the slam dunk that many people like to watch. He played in lots of movies. One was Space Jam that many younger kids like.
Tell me what you know about Rodney King. Anything? Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you know about the Million Man March.
It was a march where men they marched for many different issues that were going on. They were marching for liberty. It was many different kinds of men, just not black, but white and mixed and other different kinds. But the main thing, they just wanted liberty and freedom from that country. They marched in different places until they get what they wanted, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you know about Moesha.
It's a TV show that comes on UPN. It's about Brandy stars in it. Many of the characters that still playing in different things, but Brandy, she's a singer. The TV show, it comes on Mondays and Tuesdays. It's mainly about this girl, she's growing up, and she's facing everyday problems that many other teenagers are going to have to face, and she's learning how to deal with them the right way. Many people watch it, especially girls. And it's a good TV show.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Spike Lee.
He was an African-American man. I think he was involved in sports. I don't know much about him, but I'm trying to remember. I think the sport he was involved in was track. He was a man who
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Ebonics.
Many people that don't have good education, they speak Ebonics. So when you don't use the correct English that you should, informal English. Less and less people are speaking it today because we're getting better education than we did in the earlier days, like when blacks were slaves. They didn't have an education, so they didn't speak the correct English, and they call it today Ebonic.
Last one. Tell me what you know about O.J. Simpson.
He was a man. He stayed on trial for a very long time. And I know when I was little, I used to watch it on American Journal. He was accused for something, and but it took a very long time to solve his case. He was going to be put on a death sentence. And they finally came out to a conclusion. I don't remember what they came out to, but it was a very important case. It took a very long time to decide what they should do about him.
Anything else? Okay. That's everything. What'd you think?
It took a lot of thought.
You have any questions about the case?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I told you what I was doing before. I'm just looking at what all of you, not just you, but your entire, everyone that I'm interviewing, what you know about history, mainstream history, black history, mainstream literature and arts and music and everything, African-American, mainstream news events, African-American news events. I'm just comparing and see if you, do you know more of mainstream, or do you know more African-American, and see how that goes. It looks like it's about the same from what I have so far. It looks like you guys know just as much of one as the other. It's about like this now. So that's what I'm looking at. Do you have any other questions?
No,
ma'am. Okay. Let me give you this. This is just something from us to thank you for participating. This is a copy of the consent form that your parents, you should not be there, that your parents signed. It's just a copy for her records, and this is, this is a sixth grade curriculum to get you ready for junior high. These are things that you should know. And a reading list for you, and some things for you and your mother to read.
Okay.
And I appreciate your coming down. Now I need Jessica Lewis.
Okay.